Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump said he is honored to pardon 23 pro-life Americans. We're going to be talking about this development and also the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, or FACE Act, on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is another great win in just protecting the freedom of people for simply practicing their free speech on behalf of innocent unborn children. And what astounds me is one of these people that is now free was an 89-year-old Holocaust survivor who was arrested and charged for simply peacefully protesting an abortion facility in Michigan and Tennessee. 89 years old. She survived the Holocaust, but they arrested her for petitioning on behalf of innocent unborn children.
Yeah, and one lady had 2 years and 3 months in prison, and she was serving her prison time, and all she did was pray, peacefully pray. She was threatened with up to 11 to 14 years, 11 years, I think, in prison, and then 3 years of probation after that.
Yeah, this is an example of this previous administration, how they're prosecuting people for simply praying publicly.
Yeah, it's amazing. And one of the ladies is an African-American woman who is married, and she has a child, and she was someone who had an abortion.
Bevelin,
she had an abortion previously. She was not living a good life. She had an abortion. She ended up giving her life to the Lord, and she became a pro-life advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a video out there of her husband driving his wife to the prison to let her off at prison as she was going to begin serving a multiple-year prison sentence, even though her little child was 2 years old.
But then did you see the reunion?
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
but that was one of the people that was sent to prison under the Biden-Harris administration. A mother who's redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, who didn't do any violent activity, would have been separated from her husband and her two-year-old daughter.
And compare that to the violent attacks that happened in 2020 with these BLM and these Antifa and all that. Were any of them arrested?
No. So President Donald Trump said that it was an honor for him as he signed it to sign this executive order. And this executive order gave a complete pardon to 23 pro-life Americans.
Praise God.
All of them were serving prison times. They were peaceful pro-life advocates that had been unjustly prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned under the federal law that came into being in 1994, 31 years ago, called the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, or FACE Act.
Yeah, and if you remember in 2020, Matt, 10 of those advocates were arrested for peacefully protesting outside a Washington, D.C. late-term abortion facility where they found the remains of five of those babies in the garbage.
Yeah, five babies in the garbage. And a medical expert looked at some of those babies and said some of those were likely aborted alive and then killed after they were aborted. They
Illegal.
Were full-born, fully viable babies that were in the garbage, and that these babies were actually being taken to an incinerator.
Right.
And that was taken over to Baltimore to a company that would incinerate medical waste for power.
And see, that hit a lot of media, and they did not want that public, you know, showing what they're actually doing with these poor babies.
The petition, you know, the pardon explains that these advocates, you know, had been faced by a weaponized government. The government of Biden-Harris administration had weaponized the Department of Justice against these individuals. Mm-hmm. They were charged with 10-year felonies under the FACE Act, and they were also charged under the 19th century Ku Klux Klan Act, which was a clear misuse of both laws. What we have started is a petition and a fax program. You can go to lcaction.org, and then search for FACE, F-A-C-E. And we believe now it is time to repeal the FACE Act. In fact, there has been a bill that has been filed in the House and now recently in the United States Senate. Senator Lee in the Senate and Chip Roy in the House have filed these Repeal FACE Act. The FACE came into being in 1994. Liberty Counsel was one of a few groups that coordinated together back in 1994 to file challenges to the FACE Act because we knew this was going to be a problematic law. It was under the Clinton administration. Bill Clinton signed it into law, and it was his attorney general that tried to use it to stop pro-lifers. If you remember when Biden or Harris, if you remember that when Obama was elected, his attorney general, Eric Holder, right after his confirmation in 2009, filed four or five FACE Act claims against pro-lifers to intimidate them across the country, one of whom was our client, Susan Pine, down in West Palm Beach, Florida. We defended her after several years. We ultimately won the case. And interestingly, they had only one allegation. It was on one day where she walked across the entrance to the abortion clinic and she approached a car that voluntarily stopped to hand him a piece of literature, and then that was it. And they charged her with FACE. They wanted to come after her and substantially fine her with thousands of dollars. When we did the litigation, the amazing thing is that one day of surveillance was the only day that the abortion clinic no longer had.
Wow. What about our pro-life sidewalk counselor in New York? Who didn't they use that against him?
They did use that against him. In the case of Susan Pine, we were able to finally win that case, and the judge chastised the Department of Defense for having a conspiracy with the abortion clinic and bringing a case that had no merit. And so they had to pay over $100,000. But then the other one in New York, so it's not just the Federal Department of Justice. It has been that. That was Eric Holder. This also is under the Department of Justice, these 23 people under the Biden-Harris administration. But it's also state attorneys general.
Yeah, the New York attorney general used that against our client, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. The New York attorney general and the first attorney general, who was the attorney general at the time that brought the case against our client, Scott Fitchett, peacefully went to the abortion clinic, did not do any violence. He was charged. We defended him. That attorney general, remember, after the prosecution began, he was very much pro-Planned Parenthood. That attorney general had to resign over allegations from multiple women of sexual harassment and sexual abuse. Then Letitia James, the same attorney general that went after President Donald Trump, who's the attorney general now, she took his place and she continued the prosecution.
But you have to remember, a lot of these politicians, all the way up to Kamala Harris, take money from Planned Parenthood. That's why they're so motivated.
Yeah, that's why they're motivated. And so, you know, in that particular case with, if you remember in that case, Holly, that abortion clinic at issue was one of the oldest, if not the oldest, abortion clinic in the United States. Mm-hmm. It was owned by this woman who wrote this book that said, women are actually empowered by abortion. Remember this? Mm-hmm. When they're able to take the life of another human being. And that is where empowerment comes from.
And she did it to her own child, too.
She did it to her own child. And in her book, she talks about crossing one of the bridges in New York as she's speaking to her child and say, it's not your time, little one. And then she goes and aborts that child. It's so callous, dark, evil, demonic.
Yes.
And then that attorney general, remember, put on as a witness one of the so-called clinic escorts, who also is the PR person for the Revolutionary Communist Party of America that advocates the overthrow of the United States of America, and put her on as a witness in their prosecution. FACE is the reason all of this happened. It is time with this pardon. Thank God President Trump did it.
And we thank for these courageous Americans, too, that are willing to go outside these abortion facilities and draw attention to what's happening.
And it's time.
Praise God.
It is time now. We have the momentum with President Trump's pardon, with the bill in the Senate, with the bill in the House, to move this forward and repeal this FACE Act. It has been used as a weapon by state and federal prosecutors to silence pro-life speech for 31 years, and that has to end, and it must end now. Go to lcaction.org. lcaction.org, there we have more information about the pending bills. You can fax members of Congress, and you can also sign the petition, lcaction.org, repeal FACE now.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.